After interviewing Hixonia Nyasulu on our Woman Crush Wednesday feature, we wanted to tap into her psyche a little bit more. Regarded as one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia is rapidly developing an international reputation as a quality board member with integrity and drive. A former Unilever employee, she has also founded three highly successful companies. Last week we covered networking, but I wanted to get Hixonia back in to chat about MBA degree. A lot of people I know that are successful in business have an MBA. A lot of people I know that are trying to climb the corporate ladder say they've reached the ceiling and they believe that the only thing holding them back is the lack of an MBA degree. Is the MBA everything it is cracked up to be?
If you have the opportunity to get an MBA, I would do it because I'm of the view that any extra education that you get never gets to waste. So let's put that to bed now. The question of whether it is a must-have or a nice-to-have is a completely different question. And I would say you've got to consider that it'll cost you in South Africa no less than 210,000 to get a two-year MBA. It's a huge investment in cash, but also a huge investment in time. You've got to really consider whether you want to spend that amount of time. It is good to have an MBA, and I think if all things were equal at the entry level, if I was interviewing two people and they came across extremely well the same way, one had an MBA, the other didn't, no guessing who I would go for. I would go for the one with an MBA. However, the question becomes, once people have been in the work environment and they've been working for, say, 7 or 8 years, does an MBA matter at that point? And I would say that's where you start to have a problem. Because after 7 or 8 years, if I were interviewing you, I'm not looking for your qualifications anymore because I have other tools to assess you with. And so your MBA becomes less significant. So obviously improving your track record or in delivering where you were, your MBA might have helped you. But all I'm saying is at that point, if it was on your CV, it is less important to me than your track record of performance.
Doesn't the MBA also come in handy to get you from workforce to executive?
It would, provided it had given you the edge to deliver on performance. So it's not because you have an MBA that you would be fast-tracked into an executive position. It's because your MBA has helped you focus more and deliver more. I've interviewed many CEOs in my life, and I can't even tell you if they had an MBA. I can't even tell you what their qualifications was because the focus at that point was on other things.
What I'm hearing here is that if I applied myself and got all the knowledge necessary to get an MBA without getting an MBA and got into business, I would be fine.
You would be absolutely fine.
Can we bring you back again next week?
Absolutely.
We're just going to continue. Week after week after week, your contribution is invaluable.